Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching is entitled, Fasting Then and Now.
From Isaiah 58, 1-9a, Thus says the Lord God, They seek me day after day and desire to know my ways. They ask me to declare what is due them, please to gain access to God. Quote, Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and you take no note of it. Close quote. Lo, on your fast day you carry out your own pursuits and drive all your laborers. Yes, your fast ends in quarreling and fighting, striking with wicked claw. Is this the manner of fasting I wish, of keeping a day of penance, that a man bow his head like a reed and lie in sackcloth and ashes? Do you call this a fast, a day acceptable to the Lord? This rather is the fasting that I wish, releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them, and not turning your back on your own. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your wound shall quickly be healed. Your vindication shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, Here I am. Fasting then and now. My childhood memories of fasting involve a Lent of no candy, certainly no movies, and ignoring all the comic books on sale at my father's drugstore until Easter Sunday. Of course, we were told by the sisters that doing something positive is more pleasing to God, but somehow giving things up in Lent always meant the sure way to get spiritual credit. Today's scripture from Isaiah presents people who take their fasting seriously and definitely want credit for it. As they say to God, Why do we fast and you do not see it? Afflict ourselves and you take no note of it. God isn't impressed. What does God consider a true fast? Releasing those bound unjustly, untying the thongs of the yoke, setting free the oppressed, breaking every yoke, sharing your bread with the hungry, sheltering the oppressed and the homeless, clothing the naked when you see them. And it continues. What is the difference between then and now? Our vocabulary today, the use of the word fasting is different from that used in biblical times. But the problem and the solution, aren't they the same? When scripture speaks of those bound unjustly and the oppressed, can't we translate those words into the present vocabulary of racism and poverty? Scripture speaks of the homeless. Can't we use the words, those redlined out of housing? What is the yoke but the enormous weight of destructive poverty, or the false god of white supremacy, sidelining those who are not the right color? American history is not a record of living God's words. We have not been awakened politically to heal the social and economic destitution of victims of racism and poverty. Consider how many of today's senators, delighted to call America a moral nation, wrap their political arms around our wealth to keep it safe from the poor. What is our problem? I see it as a poisonous indifference to the welfare of people many of our politicians don't know and therefore just don't care about. But have we finally turned the corner with a newly awakened American response to Black Lives Matter, and a new administration in the process of sending life-saving money to those in need. An administration that recognizes immigrants and refugees as brothers and sisters. Can this be our new meaning of fasting? And can we at long last realize that from God's point of view, our relationship with God needs to be a relationship with God's people? If so, as Scripture says, then our light shall break forth like the dawn. Fasting can't be about giving up candy anymore.